还清醒吗？
If you're dead, raise a hand. We'll pray for you first during the ministry time.
如果你还不行的话，我们今天会为你来祷告。
When John saw his revelation of the throne of God,
当约翰看到神宝座的启示的时候，
he saw Jesus as the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
他看到主耶稣就是犹大狮子的像羔羊一样。
As well as the Lamb of God.
同时也是神的羔羊。
The Lamb of God represents the gentleness of the Lord.
羔羊代表着是主耶稣温柔的性情。
The sacrificial love of the Lord.
就是他为我们牺牲的那份爱。
But the lion represents his authority, the king.
但是狮子代表着他作为君王的权柄和能力。
And one thing about lions.
我想告诉你们，狮子它。
They're big cats.
他们是非常大的猫。
And cats are very good at sneaking up on you.
猫的话，他们有一个本事，就是他们非常的狡猾，它可以来啊，很安静的来到你的身边。
Tonight, the Lord may want to sneak up on some of you.
今天晚上，可能我们的神就好像猫一样，他会安静的来到我们的身边。
Malachi talked about the suddenlies of God breaking loose.
马拉基书里面有讲说神突然的一些作为。
I was doing a meeting a few years ago in the States.
几年前我在美国有一次聚会。
And in the ministry time, the Lord gave me a very clear word of knowledge.
在服事的时间里面，神给我一个特别清晰的话语。
He said, "There's a woman here, about 45 years of age."
他跟我说，今天晚上有一位姐妹是45岁，可能大概45岁。
And I said, "You've had asthma all of your life."
然后你一生都有哮喘病。
When you were a child, you could not run and play sports because of your asthma.
在你小的时候，你因为哮喘，所以不能玩各样的运动，或者玩游戏，或者跑。
And I said, when you turned 25, your asthma got even worse.
当你变成25岁以后，你的哮喘病又更加严重。
And sometimes once or twice a month, you have to go to the urgent care center.
有的时候，你可能一个月一两次都要去到急诊的地方。
To be hooked up to the breathing machines.
需要去医院帮助你来呼吸。
And I said, "Where is that woman? The Lord wants to heal you."
然后我就说，这位女士在哪里？神要医治你。
Nobody came forward.
没有任何人来到前面。
I waited a few moments. Nobody came forward.
我等了大概几分钟，但是没有人来到前面。
So we prayed for other problems.
所以我们就后来就为别的病去祷告。
And the Lord said, "Give the word again."
然后神就跟我说，你要再一次把这段话说出来。
So I gave it again.
我又再一次说。
Nobody came forward.
还是没有人来到我们的前面。
We prayed for other things.
我们继续为别的东西祷告。
The Lord said, "Give it one more time."
神又跟我说，你要再一次来说。
And finally, a lady came forward for that.
最后总算有一位女士来到前面。
Four months later, she sent a testimony into our website.
四个月以后，她为我们给我们的网站发了一段她的见证。
She said, "When I heard that word,"
她说当时我听到这段话的时候
that there was a woman here, 45 years old,
这里有一位女士是45岁
that had severe asthma as a child.
孩童的时候就有很严重的哮喘病
and then it got worse when she was 25.
然后在她25岁的时候就更加严重
She wrote, "I thought to myself,"
她在见证里面写说我自己想的时候
"This is amazing.
这真的太奇妙了
There's somebody else here just like me.
这里有一个人跟我一模一样
When she heard the word again about 10 minutes later,
然后大概十分钟之后她再一次听的时候
she thought, "Well, maybe that word was for me."
她就想可能这段话是给我的
But maybe God's angry at me, so I better not go forward.
但是神可能对我会有一些生气，所以我还是不要到前面了。
And then when she heard it the third time,
然后她当她第三次听到的时候
she thought, "Oh, even if he is angry, I better go up, or he's going to be really angry."
她就想说，就算神刚才生我的气的话，我还是应该现在上去，不然的话，他可能会更加生气。
And when she wrote us 4 months later, she said, "She's been completely set free from asthma all of her life."
当她四个月之后，把她的见证发给我们的时候，她已经完全得到医治了。
Two verses in the New Testament.
在新约里面有两段经文。
Are life verses for me?
对我来说是我生命的经文。
I believe they should be life verses for everybody.
我认为它对别人应该也是每个人都成为他们生命的经文。
I believe in our Bibles they should be underlined.
我认为在圣经里面，我们应该来去标注一些很重要的经文。
And then they should be circled.
然后你可以去画圈。
And then underlined again.
然后再去下划线，把它标注出来。
And I know some of you don't believe in underlining verses in your Bible.
我知道有些人你们不喜欢在你们的圣经里面写东西。
That's okay. Reach across and underline it in somebody else's Bible.
没关系，你可以在别人的圣经里面来记下。
Because they should be underlined.
但是有些重要的东西需要把它标记下来。
The first is 1 Corinthians 2:9.
第一个就是哥林多前书二章九节。
God has more for those who love Him.
爱神的人神会赐给他们更多。
More than our eyes have seen, more than our ears have heard, more than we can understand.
是我们眼未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，心里未曾想过的。
And Ephesians 3:20-21.
以弗所书三章二十一节和二十二节。
Give glory to the one.
二十和二十二节，把荣耀归给那一位唯一的一位。
Who can do far more?
就是可以做成。
Far more.
做成超乎于。
Far more.
超乎于。
How do you say that in Mandarin?
超过，超乎。
I won't try it. To the one who can do far more.
就是那唯一的一位可以超乎。
Than you can think or ask.
我们想所能所想或者想欲求的。
Many Christians make a huge mistake.
很多基督徒会犯一个错误。
They limit their understanding of Christianity.
就是他们会把他们对基督基督的信仰对他们的信仰会把它缩小。
They think once I was lost, now I'm found.
他会想到说曾经我是迷失的，现在我被找到了。
Once I was going to hell, now I'm going to heaven.
以前我可能是去地狱，但是现在我去天堂了。
And it is true. Once we were lost, but in Christ, we're now found.
这样也是对的，就是曾经我们是迷失的，但是在基督里我们被赎回了。
But the gospel is far more than that.
但是我们的福音是比这要更多的。
Jesus said, "Go and preach this gospel of the kingdom."
主耶稣说，你要去来传讲这属天的福音。
The kingdom of God is at hand.
就是神国的福音在你的手里。
And so wherever the king is, the potential of abundant life is possible.
我们的王在哪里，这里面就有可能非常美很多的生命。
Now, I've been a Christian for close to 50 years now.
我作为基督徒大概已经快50年了。
That's twice as long as some of you have been alive.
比在座的很多人可能比你生命的一倍的时间还要长。
And one thing I've learned about God.
我学会的关于神的一件事情就是
is the wonder and goodness of who he is.
就是他真的是一个伟大美好的神。
Is so much bigger than I can begin to understand.
是超乎于我能理解的范围。
I was reading this morning, spending some time alone with the Lord, reading my Bible.
今天早晨我在灵修读经的时候。
And near the end of Moses' life.
在摩西快要结束他在肉体的生命的时候。
He said something in prayer to God that's amazing.
他在其中一次跟神祷告的时候说了一段很伟大的一段话。
In Moses' life.
在摩西的生命当中。
He saw more healings, miracles, signs, and wonders than anybody else.
他在生命当中见证的神迹其实比任何人都要多。
Except Jesus, of course.
当然除了主耶稣。
But he saw the lightning and fire of God on the mountaintop.
他在山上看到神各样的神迹奇事。
He saw the burning bush.
他看到燃烧的树林。
He parted the Red Sea.
他分别红海。
Just he released the 9 plagues upon Egypt.
然后释放了在埃及释放了神各样的灾。
And over and over and over again.
然后多次他看到。
God did so many signs and wonders and miracles through him.
神借着他做的各样的神迹奇事。
But towards the end of his life, he prayed a prayer.
但是当他的生命快结束的时候，他有一次祷告。
And he said, "Oh God."
他说，神啊。
I've only seen the smallest part of the wonder and majesty of who you are.
主啊，神啊，我只看到你伟大的神迹奇事各样的。伟大的是指其中的很小一部分。
He said, "There's no one like you in heaven or on earth."
他说，在天和在地上没有人像你一样。
And here, this man that had seen so many amazing miracles and signs and wonders.
这里有一个人已经见过神各样的神迹奇事。
Was saying, "Oh God, I've only seen the smallest part of who you are."
然后他说，神啊，我只看到了你很小的一部分。
And I want to encourage you as you think about your life, your journey with God.
所以我想要鼓励你们，当你在回想你跟神的这条道路的时候。
Whether you've been walking with the Lord for 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years, 50 years.
不管你是跟神可能一起行走五周、五月、五年或者五十年。
But this is not just a journey to get to heaven.
这个不只是一个好像你要达到天堂的一段路。
It's an amazing adventure God has called us to.
而是神呼召你进入了一个很很特殊的挑战。
They don't seem very impressed by that.
你们好像并不觉得这样很。
So we need to say it again.
我们要再一次说，直到我们真的在
心里面
受。
This journey of Christianity.
就是你作为你信仰的这条道路。
Is an amazing adventure God has called you on.
就是神呼召你要做的一个你生命当中伟大的挑战。
To learn to unpack the goodness of God and His kingdom in your life.
就是可以让他在他的国当中的各样的神迹，其实可以完全的释放在你的生命当中。
And to realize the great I am, God Himself.
而且能够领受到主神的伟大，就是他说我是。
Is so much better and bigger and wonderful and more wise than we will ever realize.
是比我们能够所预想到的更多、更好、更大。
How many of you have ever bought a piece of furniture from IKEA?
多少人曾经在宜家买过家具
？I don't believe in purgatory. I don't believe there's a place called purgatory.
我不相信有一个地方。
Not hell, but purgatory. Well, never mind. Some Christians believe a place called purgatory. It's not hell, but it's in between.
就是有些人相信就是在地狱之前还有一个地方叫炼狱。
Kind of like a holding place.
就好像是进到地狱之前。
But if there was a purgatory,
就是黑暗的阴间，死亡的阴间。
Are you correcting her? If there was a purgatory,
如果这有这样的地方的话
I can tell you what it would be like.
我可以告诉你们这地方像什么样子
It would be like forever putting together IKEA furniture.
就好像一直你在这个地方，你好像一直在组装一家的家具一样。
It's my idea of purgatory.
对我来说，这就好像是死亡的阴间一样。
You need a new piece of furniture.
你需要一件新的家具。
So you go to IKEA,
然后你来到宜家
and you see this piece of furniture looks really cool.
然后你看到一个家具，你觉得很好
and you think, oh, that'll work perfectly in my house.
你觉得这个在我家会非常的好，非常的适合
So you pay for it.
你就买了它
and when you're expecting them to bring out this beautiful piece of furniture,
当你预想是他们会把这个很好看的家具拿出来的时候
it's this big giant flat.Box.
他们给你的是一个很大很扁的盒子。
At that point, you realize you're in trouble.
这时候你就发现你有
You get that box home.
你就把这个盒子带回家。
You open it up.
你把它打开。
And there's 8,000 little pieces in there.
然后在那个盒子里面有8,000块小的东西。
It's at that point you realize you need to start praying more seriously.
这时候你就知道你要更认真的祷告。
You spend hours putting it together.
你花好多个小时来把它们组装起来。
And it looks really good.
然后它看起来很好。
And you put it in the position in your house.
你把它放到你想放的那个位置上。
But then you look at the floor.
然后你看到地板。
And there's 3 or 4 little pieces there.
然后你发现地上还有三件零件。
And it's like a vision coming down from God.
突然你就好像有从神来了一个异象。
You know that those 3 or 4 pieces should not be there.
你知道这三个零件不应该在这里。
You know they're supposed to be in that piece of furniture.
你知道它应该在那个家具里面。
And you know there's going to be problems.
你知道一定会有一些麻烦。
So you try to use that piece of furniture.
所以你就尝试把这三个零件用进去。
And it doesn't work the way it's supposed to work.
但是没办法，不能像它这样。
So you take the thing completely apart again.
所以你就把这个家具拆开。
And you start reassembling it.
然后你就再尝试的把它组装起来。
But this time you do something different.
这次你做一些不同的事情。
You read the instructions very carefully.
你就开始看他给你的说明书。
Now, I don't want to see a show of hands.
我现在不想看你们举手。
But how many of you?
但是你们当中多少人
？Have ever had a bad experience in church?
曾经在教会当中有一个不好的经历。
We've all had bad experiences in church life.
我知道我们所有人都在教会当中会有过一些不好的经历。
Could it be?
或许
that our problem is,
我们的问题是
we need to go back to the beginning of the instructions.
我们要回到这个说明书的最前面。
See, when you read, for example, the epistles of Paul and Peter and John,
如果你看一些比如说使徒保罗、圣徒保罗和彼得他们做的一些事情
they tell us all about church life.
他会给我们讲教会生活。
What church should be like?
教会应该像是什么样子
But church doesn't always work like that.
但是教会经常不是像他们所说的那样子运行。
But could it be that we need to go back to the very beginning of the instructions?
但是或许我们要回到这些书的最前面。
The four gospels.
四福音书。
And read what they have to say.
然后来看里面是怎么说的。
You see, the word church,
你要知道教会这个词,
although it's used 84 times in the epistles,
虽然在经文里面引用84次,
it's only used twice in the Gospels.
但是在福音书里面只用了两次,
and that's only in the book of Matthew.
而且只是在马太书里面。
But the phrase, the kingdom of God,
他说神的国,
or the kingdom of heaven,
或者是属天的国,
it's mentioned over 70 times in the Gospels.
但是在福音书里面有超乎十次,七十次。
John the Baptist preached, the kingdom of God has come near to you.
施洗约翰他传福音的时候他说神的国近了。
Jesus preached, the kingdom of God is at hand.
主耶稣说神的国就在我们的手中。
He told the disciples to go and preach the gospel of the kingdom of God.
他对门徒说你们要去传天国的福音。
And this was a radical message for the people of that day, the Hebrew people.
对当时的希伯来人说这是一个很挑战的信息。
Because they were making the proclamation.
因为他们宣告。
The king is coming.
我们的国王快要来了。
The king is here.
就是我们的王来了。
And Jesus even said, don't look for the kingdom here or there.
主耶稣当时说你不要看国我们的国在这里或者在那里。
Because the kingdom of God is within you.
因为神的国就在你里面。
Because anywhere the Spirit of the Lord is,
因为神的灵在的地方,
the presence of Jesus is there.
主耶稣就在那里。
The King is here.
国王就在这里。
When I realized that these conference dates,
当我意识到我们这个特会的日期的时候,
we're going to be on Canada Day weekend,
我知道我们是在这个周末就是加拿大国庆日的这个周末。
I thought, well, maybe this is not a good time for a conference.
我会想说或许这个周末不是一个最好的时间让我们来办这个特会。
But as I thought about it, I think it's actually a very good time for a conference.
但是当我更多去细想的时候我发现其实这是一个非常好的时间。
Because Canada,
因为加拿大,
like the United States,
就像美国,
like Mexico,
像墨西哥,
like Great Britain,
就像英国,
like Germany, France, and Italy,
德国、法国和意大利,
like every nation on the face of the earth,
就像我们这个地上所有的国家一样,
we need a fresh move of the kingdom of God.
我们需要神国全新的动工,
and we need an awakening in our day and age.
我们需要在我们的今天的这个时间里面有一个警醒的时间,
of this essential beginning message.
就是从我们要从最初的这些话来开始学习。
The kingdom of God is at hand.
就是神的国就在我们的手中。
And so anywhere the king is,
所以不管我们的王在哪里,
there's the possibility of abundant life.
就是在这里有丰盛的生命。
The realm of the always possible,
就是神可能的这样子一个属灵的空气。
Invading the realm of the impossible.
要进入到我们这样子好像不可能的这样子属灵的空气里面。
When Paul wrote to the church of Galatia,
当保罗对哥罗西他们的教会来分享的时候，
he said in Galatians chapter 3 verse 5,
在加拉太里面三章五节里面说，
So then does God who provides you with the Spirit,
那赐给你们圣灵，
and work miracles among you,
又在你们中间行异能
的， do it by works of the law or by hearing with faith,
是因你们行律法呢，还是因为你们听信福音呢？
And Paul is challenging the people to realize it's out of relationship and hearing God by faith that life goes on.
当时保罗在挑战所有在听这些信的人，对他们说，是你跟神的关系其实是个人的关系是最重要的。
But in the midst of that statement,
但是在这段话的中间，
He's also making another very important statement.
他还在说另外一段话。
That God not only gives us the Spirit, but He desires to work miracles in our midst.
就是神不光赐给我们圣灵，而且他要在我们中间行他的神迹奇事。
When God does miracles,
当神做他的神迹奇事的时
候， they are a creative display.
是一种创造性的一个展示。
That accomplishes what is naturally or humanly impossible.
就是可以去成就在人里面可能是自然是没办法去可以做的事情。
When the Holy Spirit heals, it's wonderful.
当圣灵医治的时候，这是非常美好的事情。
But a divine healing is an acceleration of what would take place over a period of time.
但是圣灵这样子神圣的大能是在一个一段时间出来施展出来的。
But a miracle is a different level of power and a different level of authority.
但是神迹其实是在更高一层次的一个启示和指示。
It involves God's recreative power.
是神一种重组的一种能力。
It's like in your cartilage, in your knee.
就好像在你的骨头，你的膝盖。
If you're a grown adult,
如果你是一个成人。
Your cartilage can no longer grow in your knee.
你膝盖里面的骨质已经没法再去增长。
So if you tear your cartilage in your knee,
所以如果你去损坏你的这样的骨质的话，
you either have to have surgery,
你只能选择去有手术，
or you need God to do a creative miracle.
或者你需要神去做一些创造性的神迹奇事。
It will not be healed just over time. It's impossible.
它不能通过时间自然的去修复。
But I've seen the Lord heal many people with torn cartilage.
但是我看到过很多在神的大能当中去得到医治的这样子的地方。
Because miracles are part and parcel of the kingdom.
因为神迹其实是属于神国的一部分。
And sometimes when we begin to speak about the miraculous,
有的时候当我们去开始去传讲一些神的大能的时候，
like with prophecy,
就好像发预言的时候，
some people make a mistake,
有些人会犯一个错误，
and they focus on it so much,
他们会过于的专注在这件事情上面，
that they become more excited about the spiritual gifts than the gift giver himself.
就是他们对这样子属天的各样的恩赐的期待和满足会超过他们对给这位能力的神。
When God gives revelation and when He does miracles, it is exciting.
当神给各样的神迹奇事或者是先知性的启示的时候，
and we should be grateful.
我们会很开心，我们也会应该感恩。
But we should always be more grateful for the gift giver than just the gifts.
但是我们永远要更感恩这位给这位能力的神，超过于他给出的这些能力。
About half of you are excited. I'm glad.
我们当中有一半的人为这样子感到开心，对吗？
We all have different motivational gifts.
我们每个人都会有各样的这样子属天的能力。
My motivational gift,
我的恩赐
is receiving gifts.
就是来领受恩赐。
I know it sounds crazy, but it's true.
我知道这个听起来可能有一些怪，但是这是真的。
And I love in my family birthdays.
我最喜欢在我家里面有人过生日的时候。
But I especially like my birthday.
但是我最喜欢就是我的生日。
Because my wife and kids give me gifts on my birthday.
因为这样子我的妻子就会给我礼物。
I like Father's Day too.
我也非常喜欢父亲节。
It's just an exciting day for me.
对我来说这是一个非常开心的日子。
But far more than any gift my wife or children give me.
但是比我的妻子和我的孩子们给我各样的礼物超乎于这样子的。
Is the gift of who my wife is in my life.
就是对我来说更美好的事情就是我的妻子在我生命当中这样子一个身份。
Is the gift of who my children are in my life.
就是对我来说我的孩子的身份。
And it's crazy when we get more excited about the spiritual gifts than the gift giver himself.
所以当我们对于神给我们的各样的恩赐超乎于我们比神的期待的时候，这是非常不对的。
But nevertheless,
但是不管怎样，
God desires to do miracles in the life of the church.
神还是渴望在教会当中做他各样的神迹奇事。
When you read through your Bible,
当你读你的经文的时候，
from beginning to end,
从头到尾，
It's filled over and over and over with stories of God doing miracles and signs and wonders.
里面你能多次的读到神做的各样的神迹奇事。
The 6 days of creation.
就是创造的那六日。
The parting of the Red Sea.
分红海。
The nine ten plagues that God brought to Egypt.
神在埃及降的十灾。
Abraham and Sarah being able to conceive and have children in their 90s.
亚伯拉罕在他年老的日子还能够有孩子。
The miracles that Moses moved in.
摩西各样的神迹奇事。
The miracles that the prophets moved in.
各样的先知所做的所预出的神迹奇事。
Jesus born of a virgin.
主耶稣是在童女出生。
Raised on the third day.
死里复活，第三日又复活。
The miracles that he did over and over and over again.
还有耶稣做的各样的神迹奇事。
The miracles that the disciples did in the book of Acts.
还有他的门徒在使徒行传里面做的各样的神迹奇事。
The miracles that Paul moved in.
保罗所做的各样的神迹奇事。
It's never ending.
这是永不止息的。
And when you study revival in church history.
当你去研究在圣经基督徒的历史当中各样的复兴的时
Anytime there's an outbreak of revival,
每当有复兴突破的时候
there begins to be an increase in the miraculous.
在那段时间里面就会有各样的神迹奇事发生
Because where the Spirit is, there is liberty.
因为神的灵在哪里，那里就有自由。
And I'm speaking this message tonight.
当我今天晚上传讲这个福息
，Because yes, we are going to pray for sick people tonight.
今天晚上我们会为那得病的祷告。
But more importantly than that.
但比这更重要的是。
Pastor John, can I get a bottle of water? But more importantly than that.
但是更重要的。
I want to say to you that as a church.
就是作为教会。
As a church, I believe you're about to experience an increase in the miraculous.
我相信在作为教会，你们会一起去领受，会增长，去倍增神迹奇事。
I believe over the next few months and years, over the next few months and years,
在未来的几个月到几年的时间里
，you're going to have a serious increase of the miraculous.
你会去领受神倍增的神迹奇事。
And you need to understand it won't be happening just by accident.
你要知道，这不是在一个意外当中产生的。
It's not just going to be a random thing happening.
不是一个偶然的事情。
But it's part of God's purposes and the outpouring of His Spirit.
而是神要释放他圣灵的这样子一个果效。
And there are just absolutely no limitations with God.
你要知道，在神没有任何的难成的事，没有任何的界限。
A few years ago in the north of England.
在几年前在英国那边
In Lancaster, England.
有一个城市叫 Lancaster.
I was doing meetings like this.
我在有一个这样的一个聚会
And the Lord said, pray for people with blood conditions.
然后神对我说你要为那些在血液里面有疾病的人祷告
About 20 people came to the front for prayer.
大概有20位弟兄姐妹来到前面
I was praying for them one by one.
我为他们挨个的祷告
And one of the leaders in the church, a woman,
然后当时这个教会的有一个姐妹的领袖
she brought up a young woman about 22, 23 years old.
她带到前面一位姐妹大概22岁或者23岁左右
This young woman looked very, she looked used, she looked tired, she looked worn out.
这位姐妹看起来非常的疲乏
I didn't know it.
我不知道
But that young woman was a prostitute.
但是那位姐妹是一个妓女。
And that lady leader in the church, she was going out in the streets, reaching out, sharing the gospel with the prostitutes.
但是就是把她带到前面的那位姐妹那位领袖，她是到街上他们的城市的街道上跟各样的人传福音，而且是跟妓女传福音。
And she had brought this woman to the meeting.
她就把这位女士带到我们教会当中。
And as I got ready to pray for the young woman,
当我在准备为她祷告的时候
，the woman in leadership standing next to her,
她旁边带领她来的那位姐妹
，she said she has hepatitis C.
对我说他有一个就是一个性病
And her liver is just barely functioning
他的肝已经马上就没办法工作了
So I prayed Lord would you bring your cleansing healing power to her blood
然后我就祷告说神啊求你洁净的大能的医治的能力来释放
到
他身上
Heal her of her hepatitis
医治他的病
And I bless the liver to be healed
然后我来祝福他的肝要得到医治
This is the testimony they sent me 9 months later
九个月之后他们发给我一个见证就是他的见证
That she went in a few days later into the clinic to have her blood checked.
就是在那个特会几日后，她去到医院里面去做检查。
They did a quick blood check.
他们做了一个血检。
They were doing this every week.
她每周都要去这样做。
And they said something's different here.
然后他们对她说：“你这里有一些不同。
”We need to do more testing.
我们需要再多做一些检查。
She was worried. She thought maybe her hepatitis was even worse.
他有些紧张，因为他觉得他的病可能会更严重。
And they did extensive testing.
然后他们做了很多的检查。
And the doctor sat down with her.
然后医生就跟他坐下来。
And said, I can't explain this to you.
跟他说，我没办法把这个情况来跟你解释出来。
He said, I don't know what's happened here.
我不知道发生了什么样的事情。
But it looks like you no longer have hepatitis.
但是看起来你已经没有这个病了。
And he said, it looks like your liver is in perfect condition.
看起来你的肝是完好的。
She really got going with the church.
然后她后来就参加教会。
The church helped get her off the streets, out of prostitution.
那个教会帮助她从街上回到家庭当中。
The church worked with her.
教会服侍她，与她一起同工。
Got her set free from a very expensive cocaine addiction.
帮助他从他当时的毒瘾释放出来。
This young woman had dropped out of school when she was young.
这个姐妹她很年少的时候就已经不再去学校了。
Because she'd been told all of her life she was stupid.
因为她从一直她的生命当中一直都有人跟她说你太笨了。
And I remembered when I prayed for her.
我记得当我为她祷告的时候。
I was about to go to the next person to pray for them.
我已经预备好要去下一个人的生命来祷告。
And the Lord stopped me.
然后神让我停下来。
And he gave me a very strange prophetic word for this young woman.
然后给我一段好像有点奇怪的先知性的话。
And I said to her,
然后我对她说,
You think you're stupid.
你觉得你很蠢,
but you're not.
但是你不是。
God has given you a beautiful mind.
神给了你一个非常聪明的脑子。
And you're going to go on to be an educated woman of influence.
神会让你成为一个非常受装备的一个能够改变他人的人。
I didn't know she was a prostitute.
我当时不知道她是一个妓女。
I didn't know she had an expensive cocaine addiction.
我不知道她有毒瘾。
I didn't know she dropped out of school because she thought she was stupid.
我也不知道她已经没有再去学校了。
And I didn't know she had a five-year-old child she couldn't take care of.
我也不知道当时她有一个五岁的孩子是她自己没办法照顾的。
But when the church wrote me 9 months later,
但是当这个教会九月之后发给我这段见证的时候
they told me the story and said she's free of her cocaine addiction.
他们告诉我她已经完全的没有这个
毒瘾了。We've got her off the streets.
他们把她从街道上带出来。
She's working online to get her high school equivalency.
她在上网校，让她可以能完成她的高中毕业。
And as she's been pursuing her education,
然后她一直在持续地来上学。
She has found that she's not stupid. She's actually very, very smart.
她之后发现她其实一点都不蠢，她蠢，她是非常聪明的。
And she's been offered a scholarship to a university.
而且有一个大学给她说。
And she is now able to take care of her five-year-old child.
现在她也能够自己照顾她五岁的孩子。
And the church had just collected some money for this mother and child.
他们的那个教会也为他们家收了一些奉献。
And sent them on a vacation to Spain for a week.
然后让他们两个人可以去西班牙度一周的假。
The first little vacation this mother and child family had ever had.
就是他们家庭很久之以来才能有的这样子一次美好的时光。
But you see, this is the power of the gospel.
你要知道，这就是福音的能力。
It's not just the promise of going to heaven.
就是不只是我们能够进到天堂的应许。
But it's the kingdom of God coming on earth as it is in heaven.
而是神的国降在地上，如同在天上。
It's divine restoration.
就是神神圣的恢复的大能。
Jesus said, "I came that you might have life and have it super abundantly."
主耶稣说，我来是为着你得着生命，而且得到丰富的生命。
That's the heart of the Father. That's why He gave us Jesus.
这就是我们天父的心，这也是为什么他差遣他的儿子来到这里。
But so much of that abundant life is released. In the power and leading of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们要知道，你丰盛的生命是通过你跟圣灵的一样的同工一起来领受的。
Now, as we talk about miracles, I want to say something very important.
当我们在分享神迹奇事的时候，我想要说一个很重要的一点。
Because oftentimes, not you people, but sometimes the people in the church down the road.
因为很多时候可能不是你们这个群体，但是可能是旁边的那个教会。
They get hold of a certain truth.
他们会领受好像一个真理。
And they forget about everything else the Bible says.
他们就会忘了圣经里面所讲的其他的所有的东西。
And sometimes when people begin to focus on miracles and healing, signs and wonders,
很多时候当人的中心是焦点，他的焦点放在神迹奇事的时候，
they start thinking if you have enough faith, you're never going to have problems.
他们就会觉得说，当你有足大的信心的时候，你生命当中不会再有任何的问题。
And they forget what Jesus said.
他们就会忘了主耶稣所说
的话。In this life, you shall have difficulties.
就是在这样的，在你的今生当中，你会遇到很多的问题。
But be of good cheer.
但是你要顺服。
He said, "I have overcome."
你要不要惧怕，因为我已经得胜了。
So faith does not mean we never have problems.
所以信心不代表说我们再也不会有任何的问题。
But faith means when the problems come.
信心代表着当你面临问题的时候。
And we believe the promises of God.
而我们相信神的应许。
And we believe the goodness of God.
而且我们相信神的美善。
Because of faith, we seek Him.
因为在信心里面我们寻求他。
And we get access.
而且我们就有能力。
To His goodness, His comfort, His power, and the open doors He has for us.
就是可以来领受神给我们各样的美善的事情。
And I just want to, I don't want to preach about problems tonight.
今天晚上我不想要讲
But let me say one thing that I think might be helpful to some of you that are living with long-term problems.
但是今天晚上我想要分享一点就是可能会帮助一些我们在当中有些可能经历一些长期的挑战的。
A lot of times we think, well, if God loves me so much, how come he hasn't dealt with this problem yet?
因为我们会有一个问题就是如果神这么的爱我为什么他还不能帮助我这个这么长时间的挑战
Not always.
不是 一直
But sometimes,
但是有的时候
God will allow a certain problem to continue in our life.
神会允许一些问题或者挑战在我们的生命当中
Not because he's against you.
不是因为他是与你对立的
But he wants you to learn something.
而是他想要你学习一些事情
And that is to learn God's strength in your life.
就是 学会去领受神在你生命当中的能力
The Apostle Paul experienced just constant persecution.
使徒保罗真的是时常面临各样的逼迫。
Many times he was beaten.
多次他被殴打。
Many times he was whipped.
多次他被鞭伤。
He was stoned twice, rocks thrown at him twice.
两次他是被石头砸。
He was in chains many, many times.
多次他都是被关起来。
And he said that three times he prayed.
然后他说三次他曾经祷告
That the affliction would be removed from his life.
就是这些痛苦的挑战从他生命当中被挪去
But he said God spoke to me.
但是他说神对我说
And God said my strength is made real in your life.
然后他说神对他说我的能力在你生命当中是真实的
And this is hard to understand.
这对我们有的人来说可能是很难来去理解
But sometimes God will allow something in our life for a period of time.
但是有的时候神会允许一些事情在我们生命当中持续地发展一段时间
Because he's trying to teach us to lean into him.
因为他要教导我们如何去依靠他
To realize it's his strength, not our abilities.
让我们真的是学会是神的能力和力量不是我们个人的能力
About 14 years ago,
大概14年前
I was out in the middle of nowhere in Africa.
我当时是在非洲，我都不知道在哪里的地方。
We were preaching the gospel in daytimes.
我们白天会传福音。
And doing evangelistic outreaches.
然后会去传福音。
And in two places one night.
曾经有一次在一个晚上在两个地方。
On my lower leg.
在我的腿。
I got bitten by very poisonous spiders.
就是有毒的蜘蛛去咬伤了我。
For about a month, my lower leg was swollen like I had elephantitis.
大概有一个月的时间，我的小腿就肿胀成好像就像大象的腿一样。
And I started noticing health problems after that.
然后我就发现我的身体有一些问题。
And about a year later,
大概一年之后
they found out that I have a rare blood disease.
他们对我说我有一个很
Some specialists thought it was possibly from those spider bites. The toxins went into my bone marrow.
就是当时从蜘蛛的毒液进到我的血液里面，其实医生跟我说这都是一个很难得到的一个疾病。
And for about 12, 13 years now.
但是到之后的十二十三年
，I have to go once a month into a clinic.
我每个月都要去医院。
And they check my blood.
然后给我去做血的检查。
And if my numbers are up.
如果我的指数很高的话
，They take a pint of blood. Take a pint of blood.
他们就要拿起一管血。
In the last 12, 13 years, I've probably given like 140 pints of blood.
在过去的十三年里面，我已经给了非常非常多管的血。
That's a lot of blood.
这是很多的血。
And I've prayed many, many times for healing.
我为这件事情多次的祷告，寻求医治。
And I've had many, many anointed men and women pray for me for healing.
我有很多非常有恩膏的弟兄姐妹为我祷告。
And I know that I will be healed one day.
而且我知道有一天我会得到医治。
But as of yet, it has not happened.
但是直到现在还没有完全的发生。
But here's the interesting thing.
但是有意思的是。
Almost immediately after I found out I had this blood disease,
就在我发现我得到这个疾病的之后
I began to see an increase of people healed of blood diseases.
我有看到就是有血液病的人得到医治的这个数的增长
I began to see an increase of people healed of AIDS and HIV conditions.
我有看到各样血液或者性病这样子得到医治的增长。
I began to see an increase of people healed of diabetes and hepatitis.
或者是糖尿病的这样子医治的案例。
And I've learned the hard way that God's strength is made real in our areas of vulnerability.
然后我真的知道，在我们软弱的地方，神有大能。
And I'm not saying that God never heals. He loves to heal.
当然，我不是跟你们说神不医治，他最喜爱就是医治别人的伤痛。
But sometimes the answer to that healing is not right when we want it to be.
但是很多时候，神要医治你的时机不是你想要的那个时机。
One of the great mysteries of healing.
神医治的其中的一个奥秘。
Is I've prayed for many, many non-Christians with diseases.
就是我曾经为很多非基督徒来祷告。
That the very first time they come to church,
就是当他们第一次来到教会的时候。
There's a word of knowledge about their condition.
神有一段启示，就是他们的状况。
They come forward.
然后他们来到前面。
And they get healed.
然后他们得到医治。
And then usually they get saved.
然后他一般来说他们可能就得救了。
And you're thinking, Hallelujah, this is wonderful.
然后他们就说哈利路亚，这是好的。
But the reverse of that is,
但是这件事情的反面,
I've known some very godly men and women,
我知道很多非常属神的,
that have had serious health issues,
有很严重的疾病,
that we've prayed for and 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 not gotten healed.
然后我们一直不断地持续为他祷告, 但是他还是没有得到医治。
In Melbourne and Venice Beach, Florida,
在美国有一个城市里面, 佛罗里达那边,
three years ago,
三年前。
And one night, we had three people get healed and walk out of wheelchairs.
有一天晚上，我们看到三个人得到医治，就是他们从轮椅上面出来，他们不需
要轮椅了。One of the ladies that had been in a wheelchair for 40 years.
有一位姐妹，她已经坐轮椅坐了四十年。
She'd been a Christian all of her life.
她一生都是基督徒。
And she and her husband were part of a nationwide healing ministry.
她和她的先生是属于一个国际的一个医治的一个服事的。
They would go to other churches in other states and. They would teach on healing and pray for the sick.
他们会到各样的教会当中为医病疾病来祷告。
And they had seen many healings and miracles.
他们看见非常多的神迹奇事。
But for 40 years, she had been in a wheelchair.
但是四十年她都坐轮椅。
But that night,
但是那天晚上
she came forward for prayer.
她来到前面为着她的病来祷告。
She got healed.
她得到了医治。
And when she gave her testimony, I was thinking about it that night back in my hotel.
然后她那天晚上分享的见证，当我回到我的酒店的时候，我还回想她的见证。
Lord, she's prayed for so many people who have been healed, but she didn't get healed. She didn't get healed. She didn't get healed. She didn't get healed.
我说神啊，她一直都为别人的疾病祷告，但是她一直祷告她自己，却一直没有得到医治。
But she got healed that night.
但是那一天晚上她得到医治。
And this is difficult for us to understand.
对我们来说，这有的时候可能很难理解。
But when it comes to the supernatural and God, there's always the mystery of faith involved.
但是当我们进入到神的奥秘的时候，很多时候我们的信心可能会有一些挑战。
In complete contrast to that.
对，跟这件事情完全相反的一个例子。
I was doing meetings in London, England, several years ago.
几年前我在英国有一个聚会。
We were seeing many, many healings.
我们看到了很多的医治得到。
A guy in the worship team was sitting in a coffee shop.
敬拜团队有一个弟兄，他在咖啡厅的时候。
And he met this young girl. Her name was B.
他遇到了一位姐妹，年轻的姐妹，她叫 B.
B never went to church. She wasn't a Christian.
这位姐妹从来没有去过教会，她也不是基督徒。
But B had severe Crohn's disease.
但她有一个非常严重的疾病。
And if you know about Crohn's disease,
如果你
Crohn's disease. It's a disease of the colon.
结肠疾病。
I knew that. But she had severe Crohn's disease.
她的这个病非常严重。
From the time she'd been 13.
就是从她十三岁的时候，她就有这样子的病。
She couldn't travel far from her house.
她不能从她家离开太远。
She was never going to be able to have a normal life.
她永远都不能有一个正常的生活。
Because her colon and intestines had so many problems.
因为她的肠胃有很多的病。
And she just lived with a lot of pain and discomfort.
然后她生活当中有很多非常的疼痛。
But this guy she met in the coffee shop
但是他在咖啡厅所遇的这个弟兄
said, we're seeing Jesus heal people in our church this weekend.
他说在这个周末我们在教会当中看到神各样的医治的大能
And he said, why don't you come Sunday night?
他说要不然你周日晚上也来到我们
教会 And so she came.
所以他就来了
She sat in the very back.
他坐在最后排
She had never been in a church before.
他从来都没有去过教会
She didn't understand why these people were lifting their hands and singing these songs about God.
他不能理解为什么这些人要敬拜神，要把他们的神
手举起来。And then she sat through the message.
然后他也听了信息。
And then she heard a word of knowledge.
然后他听到了一段话。
I said, "There's somebody here with Crohn's disease."
我说在这里有一个人有结肠的病。
Come down to the front.
请你来到前面。
She said she didn't understand what was going on here.
他说他不能理解。在教会发生的这些事情
But she came down to the front.
但是她来到了前面
Someone from the ministry team prayed for her.
当时教会的服事团队有人为她祷告
She felt a burning going on in her stomach.
她能感到她肚子里面有非常燃烧的
When she got home that night, she felt good.
烧的这样的感觉然后她回家以后
She didn't take her nightly medicine.
她那天晚上没有拿吃她平时要吃的药
For the first night in over 5 or 6 years,She had no problem, slept the whole night through.
五六年的时间，她头一次不用吃药，她睡得非常的好。
The next morning, her stomach felt really good.
第二天早上，她的肚子也是感觉非常舒服。
She didn't take her morning medicine.
她也没有吃药。
She went the whole week without any medicine.
她那一周都没有吃药。
She was supposed to go in at the end of the week to the clinic.
在周那周结束的时候，她应该要去到医院。
She didn't go in.
她没有去。
She'd been going to this clinic for 7 years, 8 years since she was 13 years old.
七八年来，从是她13岁开始的时候，她就一直去医院。
They called her up and said, "B, where are you? What's going on? Are you okay?"
所以他们就给她打电话说，你在哪里？为什么你没来？你还好吗？
She didn't go back to the clinic for a year.
但是一年她都没有再回到那个医院。
And she said, "Okay, here I am."
她说：“好的，我在这里。”
And they looked at her.
然后我看她。
And they said, "B, what's going on? Where have you been?"
然后我说：“哦，你怎么样？你还好吗？”
And she said, "I'm healed."
她说：“我得到医治了。”
And they said, "Well, have you gone to a different place? Is there a new medicine?"
我说：“你有去别的地方看病吗？你有吃到新的药吗？”
They said, "Are you on a special diet?"
我说：“你是不是你做了一个什么特殊的？”
They said, "What's happened to you?"
说：“你怎么了？”
And she said, "Jesus healed me."
然后她说：“耶稣医治了我。”
That night in the church,
那天晚上在教会，
she gave her life to Jesus.
她把她的生命奉献给神。
And I just last year when I was back with that church, she showed up.
去年的时候我回到那段教会，她出现了。
She lives in a different city now.
她现在住在另外一个城市。
And she gave her testimony.
她把她的见证。
And she's going to ministry school now.
分享出来，然后她现在去福音教，她去学，她去学。
She's studying to become a worship leader.
就是她去参加一些属灵的学校，她想成为一个敬拜者。
This is a great testimony.
这是一个很好的见证，对吗
？First time she ever goes to church.
第一次她去教会。
She gets healed of a 7-year disease.
她就能得到医治一个七年的疾病。
But yet, this woman who's been a Christian all of her life lived for 40 years with bad legs.
但是还有一个姐妹，就是四十年有一个疾病，她一直都没能得到一些医治。
But in the midst of her weakness,
但是在她的软弱当中
she experienced the power of God for so many people.
她也经历了神各样的能力。
And so, when we approach the whole topic of miracles and healings,
所以当我们来讲述关于神迹奇事的信息的时候。
It's so important that we don't have little cliche answers to all the problems.
很重要的就是我们不要把神迹奇事的这样事情好像把它会放到框框里面。
But I do know this.
但是我知道一点就是。
Even when it seems like God is not answering prayer.
好像神没有在听我们垂听我们祷告的时候。
He's hearing our prayers.
他其实是在听我们的祷告。
And those prayers, it's like money in the bank. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger in the bank account of God.
这些祷告就好像我们在银行里的钱一样，他们就一直增长、增长、增长。
And all of a sudden, we find out everything's paid for.
然后突然我们就知道神已经把所有的代价付上了。
The last couple of things I want to say before we pray tonight.
我在我们今天祷告之前，我还要想最后讲几件事情。
Are why God is in the miracle business.
就是神为什么要去做他的神迹奇事
？Why does he heal people today？
为什么他要医治人呢
？The biggest reason，
最大的原因
is it's his very nature，
这是他的属天的天然的属性。
When Moses stood on the mountain in Exodus 34，
在出埃及记里面，摩西站在山上的时候
，He had prayed, Lord, I want to see Your face, I want to see Your glory.
他对神祷告说：“神啊，我想要看到你，我想看到你的荣耀。
”And as he stood upon the rock,
当他站在石头上的时候
，which is a picture of the rock of salvation, Jesus.
就是好像是主耶稣的这样子一个属天的救恩的一个图像。
God spoke to Moses.
神对摩西说。
And he said, I, the Lord God.
我就是神。
He said, I'm a God of compassion.
他说我是有怜悯的。
A God of grace.
有恩典的。
Slow to anger.
不轻易发怒。
Abounding in loving kindness and truth.
并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
God is a God of compassion.
我们的神是有怜悯的。
I live in San Diego, California.
我住在美国加州里面的一个城市。
That's where my wife and I were originally from.
也是我和我妻子在的城市，我们从小在的城市。
We ended up moving to Toronto and lived there for many years.
后来我们曾经搬到多伦多，然后在那里住了几年。
And we lived a few other places, but now we're back in San Diego.
然后之后我们还去过一些别的城市，但是我们现在要回到我们以前的城市。
In San Diego.
在圣地亚哥。
We have many, many, many homeless people.
在那里有非常非常非常多的无家可归的人。
Many people living on the streets.
非常多的人住在街上。
And when I first became a Christian.
当我刚开始成为基督徒的时候。
One of the things we learned to do was to minister to street people.
我刚开始学会的事情就是为着街上的人来服侍。
And we had to start moving in discernment.
但是我们要学会去分辨。
Because some people on the streets, because they choose to be on the streets.
因为在街上有些人他们是选择在街上。
But then there's other people that have serious issues and they don't want to be there, they're stuck there.
但是有些人不是因为他们选择，而是一些情况让他们不得不在那里。
But you know, when you see a street person,
你知道当你见到在街上的人的时候
or you see a child starving in a picture of maybe from Bangladesh or part of Africa.
或者有的时候你看到有一些照片，你可能看到从印度或者有一些地方，他们有一些孩子是饥饿。
When you see those people or see those pictures,
当你看到那些人或那些图像的时候
you normally experience an emotion.
你一般会有一些情感。
The emotion of sympathy.
就是可能怜悯的情感。
You feel sorrow for that person.
你对他感觉很抱歉。
But compassion is different from sorrow.
但是怜悯和同情是不一样的。
Compassion is more than feeling sorry for the person.
就是怜悯，就是不光你觉得很可惜。
Compassion is like a revelation of the Father's heart that compels you to take action.
怜悯这样的一个心肠是就是从神那里启示的，就是你不光同情他，而是你对他你想要有一些行动。
But God's action steps.Bring an eternal change to a person.
因为神的一些动作会在人的里面会有一些内在的转变。
And there's about 8 or 9 stories in the Gospels.
在经文当中有大概八九个故事。
Where people came to Jesus with serious problems.
就是人来到神的面前，让他们有非常重大的疾病。
And it says he felt compassion for them.
然后经文里面说他对他们有怜悯。
In Luke 1.
在路加福音一章。
The man who just had serious leprosy.
有一个有大麻风的人。
They were forbidden to come into the villages.
他被不允许进到他们的城市里。
Because some forms of leprosy are so highly contagious.
因为大麻风是传染病。
But he dared to come in.
但是他还是来到里面。
Because he heard Jesus was there.
因为他听到主耶稣就在那里。
And he sees Jesus.
然后他看到主耶稣。
And he yells out, Jesus, son of David.
然后他就呼喊说
耶稣大卫的儿子
求你怜悯我。
And Jesus came to him.
然后主耶稣就来到他面前。
And said, what do you want?
就对他说你想要什么。
And he said, I want my skin to be cleansed.
然后他对耶稣说我希望我的病得到医治。
And it says that Jesus did something that nobody else would do.
然后经文上面说，耶稣做了一件没有人去做的事情。
Most people, if they saw a leper, they would throw rocks at them to drive them away.
大部分人看到一个大麻风的人，他会扔石头，而且让他们走。
Because the lepers had to live in leper colonies, it was such a contagious disease.
因为这个病是非常传染的病，他们只能跟他们的人群住在一起。
It was a dreaded disease, feared disease.
是一个被人痛恨、被人恐惧的。
Everybody else would drive the lepers away.
所有的人都会赶那些得大麻风的人离
开。Jesus did what nobody else would do.
主耶稣做了一个没有人去做的事情。
It says he put his hands on the man.
就是他按手在他身上。
And then he spoke healing.
然后他就说医治的话语。
Do you know that man received two healings that day?
你知不知道那个人他那天领受了两个医治？
His skin was cleansed.
第一个，他的皮肤病得到医治。
But number two,
第二点是
the curse of being an untouchable, that curse was broken off of his soul.
就是他不能被触碰的诅咒离开了他的生命当中。
The lepers of our day and age,
我们现在，我们在我们这个时代的大麻风病
are people with AIDS and HIV positive.
就好像艾滋病一样
The skin begins to be deteriorated.
它的皮肤就会毁烂
And there's a stigma upon it. Stigma, you know, that attitude.
然后有的人就会有一个普遍的气氛
But Jesus has compassion for hurting broken people.
就是别人想要远离他们，但是主耶稣对他这样的人有一些怜悯的心肠。
I remember one time I prayed for a woman with leprosy in Mexico.
我记得有一次我在墨西哥为一个有大麻风病的姐妹祷告。
She was covered head to toe with in black.
她从头到脚都是各样的黑色的，她的皮肤。
You could not see any skin on her at all.
你不能看到任何的肤色在她身上。
She had a long dress and boots that came up to here.
哦，就是她的身上是被黑色的布包上，她看不到她的皮肤。
She had black gloves that came up to here.
然后她还戴着黑色的手套。
Her sleeves came down to here.
所有都被遮住了。
And she was literally wearing a black veil.
然后她的脸上也是被遮住的。
I thought she had just come from a funeral.
我还以为她可能刚从一个葬礼回来。
And she said through the interpreter, "I want healing for my skin."
然后她通过那天晚上翻译的人说，我希望我的疾。
I thought maybe she had eczema.
我想我他他说他想要他的皮肤得到医治，我还以为他有另外一个病。
And I said, "Do you have eczema?"
他问他是不是另外一个病。
She said, "No."
他说不是。
I said, "Well, what's the problem?"
然后他就说，那你是什么问题呢
？I had to ask three times through the translator.
我需要通过翻译的人问了三次，他到底有什么病
？And then finally, she pulled away one of her long gloves.
然后总算他把他的有一个手套稍微拉了一下。
And I could see all of her skin was just.It was just all messed up. She had leprosy.
然后我就看到她的皮肤是非常糟糕的状况，因为她有那个病。
Some forms of leprosy are contagious. Some forms are not contagious.
有些麻风病是传染，但有些不是传染的。
The Lord said, "Put your hands on her hands."
然后神对我说，你要把她你的手放到她的手上。
I said, "Lord, is this the contagious or the uncontagious part?"
然后我就问神，她这个是传染的还是不传染的病啊
？Lord said, "Just said, put your hands upon her."
然后神跟我说，你就按手在她身上。
And we prayed for her for healing.
然后我们就为她得医治来祷告。
I don't know what exactly happened with her.
我不知道到底她身上发生了什么事情。
But I can still remember to this day.The stigma, the attitude she had because of, oh, nobody can look at me.
我还，但是我到现在我还记得当时她的状态，就是没有人，就是她有这个，因着有她这个病，她的那种，她的状态，就是别人不可以摸我，别人不可以看我。
On my website,
在我的网站上
we have a documented miracle.
我们有很多记录的神迹奇事。
A man by the name of Jim Craig.
有一个专门有一个案子是 Jim Craig 的一个弟兄。
And this has been on some national and international television shows and things.
而且他的这件见证也曾经在电视上面有过。
This man, Jim Craig.
这个弟兄。
He was a construction worker.
他是是建工的。
And in an accident at work, he broke his back.
在一次他在工地上的时候，他受伤，然后他损坏他的背部。
And they were doing a surgery.
然后当时他们在做手术的时候。
And the surgeon made a mistake.
然后医生也犯了一个错误。
And cut all the way through the spinal column.
就是划过了他所有的他的脊椎。
And this man had been unable to walk now for 5 years.
所以五年来他都不能行走。
He would never ever walk again with a severed spinal column.
他当时的疾病是他已经再也不能行走了。
And he came to one of the meetings I was doing at that time in California.
然后当时他来到了我在加州所办的一个聚会。
And the pastor said to me.
然后当时的牧师对我说。
Mark this man over here by the name of Jim Craig.
Mark 这个弟兄。
Can we just go over and just bless his life?
我们可不可以到他身边，然后为他的生活的祝福？
This man Jim went to a different church.
这个弟兄他是在另外一个教会的。
But the pastor knew him.
但是这个教会的牧师认识他。
And Jim's son and daughter-in-law, some people from his church were there.
然后这个弟兄 Jim 他的家人和朋友都在这个教会。
And so we went over and prayed for Jim in the wheelchair.
所以我们就过去为他来祷告。
And I felt led by the Lord not to pray for healing.
当时我感觉神感动我，不是为他医治来祷告。
But to pray for a revelation of God's love for him.
而是要祷告，让他知道神的启示，他知道神对他的爱。
And so I was praying for a revelation of the love of God.
所以我在祷告神的启示，就是神对他的爱。
And this man is weeping as he sits in his wheelchair.
然后这个弟兄坐在他的轮椅上面，他就在哭泣。
And it's like we're up front praying for him in the wheelchair.
就好像我们在前面为他祷告。
And my attention is directed over to the right.
然后突然我的注意力就被吸引到右边。
And about 30 feet away.
大概三十尺之外。
I saw Jesus standing there.
我就看到主耶稣站在那里。
Jesus is so good, he even shows up at church sometimes.
神是这么的好，他有的时候都会出现在我们的教会。
And Jesus is smiling at this man in the wheelchair.
然后主耶稣看着他就在笑。
And he walks right up in the vision to this man, Jim.
然后在印象当中，我就看到他走过来，走到这个弟兄面
前。Jesus bent over and kissed him in the forehead.
然后神就抚到他身边上，然后在他额头上亲吻他。
I shared the vision with this man.
然后我就对这位弟兄分享这个意
象。And I said, the kiss of God is coming to you tonight.
我就跟他说，今天晚上你领受了主耶稣的亲吻。
And he says, what does that mean?
他对我说，这是什么意思？
I said, I don't know, but it's good.
我说我也不知道，但是这是好的。
The next moment,
下一瞬间，
a man came and almost grabbed me.
有一个弟兄来到我面前，然后差点就抓住了我。
He said, "Listen, we've brought my 15-year-old daughter to the meeting from the hospital."
他对我说，我们把我十五岁的女儿从医院带来。
She's in great pain.
她在很大的痛苦里。
She has infected kidneys.
她有一个感染的肾。
And either the Lord heals her tonight, or we have to take her back to the hospital.
如果神今天晚上不医治她的话，我们就要把她带回到医院。
So we went over and we prayed for his 15-year-old daughter.
所以我们就过去为她十五岁的女儿祷告。
Infected kidneys are very, very painful.
感染的胃，感染的肾，这个病是非常痛苦的。
Just to move like this is painful.
就像这样子动一下的话，都非常的痛。
And I sensed the power of the Holy Spirit was on her.
然后我当时感受到圣灵的能力就在她身上。
And I said, try moving around.
然后我就对她说，你尝试来动一动。
She moved around, no pain.
然后她动了一下，就发现没有任何的痛苦。
I said, try standing up.
然后我对她说，你试着站起来。
She stands up, and then she's jumping up and down. All the pain is gone.
她站起来以后，她就一直来跳跃。因为他没有任何的痛苦。
So this is great.
这是好的。
But while this is going on,
但是就在这样事情发生的时候，
another one of the pastors in the church,
这个教会的另外一个牧师，
he's poking me in the back.
他就一直在后面戳我。
And I said, what? What is it?
我说怎么了？
And he said, you know the guy you just prayed for in the wheelchair.
他说你知道刚才你为那个坐在轮椅的弟兄祷告的时候吗？
I said, yeah, what about him?
他说怎么了？
And he said, he's up walking.
他跟我说他现在在行走。
And I look in the back of the room and he's walking all across the back.
然后我就看在屋子里面，他就一直在会所里面走。
So I went running over. I said, "What's happening?"
然后我就走到他身边，我问他怎么样了。
And he said, "I'm walking."
他说我在行走。
I said, "Thank you very much. I can see you're walking."
我说谢谢你，我可以看到你在走路。
I said, "What's happening?"
我问他怎么了。
He said, "Well," he said, "I've had no feeling in my legs or my feet since that bad operation 5 years ago."
他说在五年前曾经那个错误的手术当中之后，我就一直能感受不到我的脚。
But he said, when you said to me, I can see Jesus kissing you on the forehead.
但是他说，当你对我说，我看到主耶稣在亲吻你的额头的时候，
all of a sudden, I could feel my feet again.
突然我就能感觉到我的脚。
And I could feel my toes moving in my shoes.
我能感受到我的脚趾在动。
And my leg muscles, which have atrophied.
而且就是他的脚腿的那些肌肉。
All my leg muscles began to fill in.
所有那些萎缩的肌肉都开始来得到充满。
And he said, I was able to get up on my wheelchair and I've walked twice around the church now.
然后他就说，现在我就能从我的轮椅当中起来，然后而且已经在会所走了两圈了。
I said, call your wife.
我跟他说，你快打电话给你的妻子。
He said, no, I want to surprise her.
然后他跟我说，不，我想要给他有一个惊喜。
So at 12 o'clock at night, he's driving home.
所以晚上12点的时候，他开车回家。
He calls his wife.
他给他的他喊他的妻子。
And he said, wake up our daughter.
跟他妻子说，你把你女儿叫醒。
Come out to the front porch.
你们来到门前。
And she said, why? It's 12 o'clock at night.
他问我说，为什么现在已经是夜里十二点了？
He said, I know. Just wake up Megan, our 7-year-old daughter, and bring her out to the porch.
我说知道，但是你把我们七岁的女儿来喊醒，让她来到大门前。
So they're sitting out there at the porch at 12 o'clock at night.
所以他们晚上的时候就站到他们的大门前。
Jim had a special pickup truck with hand controls.
当时他们家前面是有一个特殊的一个机器，让他可以能够从车上下来。
He drives home.
然后他开车回家。
Parks in the driveway.
停到停车场里。
And Megan, their seven-year-old daughter,
让他们七岁的女儿
is used to seeing their dad reach behind and pull out the wheelchair and set up the wheelchair.And then lower himself into the wheelchair.
已经很习惯看到他父亲就是从他的座椅后面拿出他的轮椅，然后来挪自己到轮椅上面。
But Jim's wife and his daughter watched him jump out of the truck.
但是那天晚上，他的妻子和他的女儿
看到
他从车跳出来，从停车位走出来。
You can hear Jim say this in the testimony.
然后你可以在见证里面听到 Jim 这样说。
He said, for 5 years,
他说五年来
I have not been able to pick up my daughter.
我都不能把我的女儿抱起来。
He said, my daughter went running down the driveway and jumped in my arms, and I picked her up and I held her off the ground.
他说那天晚上他的女儿冲他跑来，然后跳到他身上，他就把他女儿抱起来。
He said, it's the best hug I've ever had.
他说这是我这一人生当中有的最好的一次拥抱。
The next morning,
第二天早上
without any appointment,
没有任何的预约。
Jim walked into the neurologist office.
他就走到他们当时的医院里。
The receptionist is looking at him.
然后前台的人看着他。
He just walked right by her and walked into the neurologist office.
就看他走过他，然后进入到那个神经科医生的他的办公室里。
His neurologist looks at him. His neurologist starts weeping.
然后他的医生看着他就开始哭泣。
Said Jim, what's happened to you?
他说 Jim, 你发生了什么事情？
And he said Jesus healed me.
他说耶稣医治了我。
His neurologist ordered, had him immediately get a set of X-rays right then.
然后立马他们就给他做检查。
And he hung up the before and after X-rays.
然后他们就挂起了这之前和之后的照片。
Calls in two other neurologists into his office.
然后又喊了另外两个医生来到他们办公室。
Jim is standing in the back of the room.
然后这个弟兄就站在那个屋子的后面。
And he said to his associates, "What do you think about these before and after X-rays?"
然后那个医生就对他的两个同事说，你们看这样子怎么样？这两个照片。
His associates looked at them.
然后他的同事就看着他。
And said, "Whoever belongs to these X-rays."
啊，就看着这些照片，然后说这些照片属于谁
？Will never walk again.
这个属于这个人的照片，那个人就没
办法再行走。Because both the before X-rays and the after X-rays still show a severed spinal column.
因为这两张照片，不管是他得医之前还是得医之后，他的这个骨头里面，你都能看到很大的伤口还在那里。
It is an impossibility for Jim Craig to be walking.
在这样子的，你看到他这样子拍片的结果下来，他是其实是不能行走的。
Even today, 12 years later,
直到现在十二年之后
，When we shot a new video testimony for a magazine,
当我们为另外一个杂志来拍这个他的见证的这个录像的时候
，He had new X-rays taken 6 months ago.
他六月这个杂志的采访之前的六月，他重新拍了片。
The new X-rays still show.A severed spinal column.
然后这个检查的结果还是同样，他的身体里面还有这样子的伤口。
It is an impossibility for him to walk.
有这样的伤口的人是没办法行走的。
But yet he's been walking for 10 or 12 years now.
但是十二年以来，他一直都可以正常的行走。
He is a living sign and wonder.
他就是一个活着的神迹奇事。
And he's testified in over 20 churches in California about the grace of God.
他在加州20多所教会里面分享他个人的见证。
Why did God heal him?
为什么神要医治他呢？
Because God is a God of compassion.
因为神是有怜悯心肠的神。
He's a God of grace.
神是有恩典的神。
And in this vision, I saw Jesus just walk right up and kiss him on the forehead.
在我的意象当中，我看到主耶稣走到这个人的面前，然后亲吻他的额头。
He's a God of compassion.
他是充满怜悯心的神。
But the second reason God does healings and miracles.
神做神迹奇事的第二个原因是。
Is God calls them signs and wonders.
因为神称这些为神迹奇事。
Especially for someone who doesn't know the Lord.
尤其是对于还没有认识主的人。
It's a sign.
是一个奇事神迹。
That there is a God.
就是好像有一个见证
告诉你。Bigger than science, bigger than medicine, bigger than technology.
就好像是一个见证或者一个记号来代表说有一位神可以做这
样的事情。And it makes people wonder about the goodness of this God.
然后当有这样的事发生的时候，有人就会对他好奇，产生好奇心。
A few years ago in the Midwest of the United States,
在美国的中部几年前,
I was doing Saturday, Sunday, Monday nights of healing.
然后我也是像在今天的特会一样,周六,周日,周一晚上我有一些医治。
And for the Sunday morning service, there were two services.
在主日的时候我们有两场信息。
And you had to have everybody out of the first service on time.So people could get into the parking lot for the second service.
我们一定要让第一场的弟兄姐妹准时的离开，好让第二场的弟兄姐妹可以进到停车场里。
But I preached too long the first service.
但是第一场的时候我讲了时间有点长。
So there wasn't enough time to pray for everybody.
所以没有办法有时间为所有人来祷告。
So I said, here's what we'll do.
所以我这样子我说我们这样子做。
Everybody who needs healing, come to the front.
所有需要得到医治的人来到前面。
About 100 people came to the front.
大概有100多个人来到前面。
There are about 800 people still standing.
然后大概还有800人还在坐着。
I said, everybody who did not come forward,
我说所有没有来到前面的人,
stretch your hands to the people in front.
来为着前面的人来伸手。
And I just led them in a prayer.
然后我就带领他们一起祷告。
We had several healings.
我们有很多医治。
But here was one that was really amazing.
但是有一个特别奇妙的。
A man in the back who did not come forward for prayer.
有一个坐在后面没有来到前面为祷告的人。
His name is Kevin.
他叫 Kevin。
10-12 years before,
10-12 年前,
he had shattered his elbow in three places.
他的胳膊肘这个地方已经完全的粉碎，三个地方完全的粉碎。
And they'd done several operations.
他们为他实行了好几场手术。
But it never healed.
但是从来没有完全好。
And so he was limited in what he could do.
所以他能做的事情是被受限的。
He could not bring his arm back more than this.
他的手不能抬高过于这样子。
And he could not stretch his arm out more than that.
他的手也不能伸出过于这样子。
And he had to learn to use his left hand for many things.
所以他得学会使用他的左手。
And the muscles became withered.
然后他右手的肌肉就开始萎缩。
He didn't even think about coming forward.
他都没有想过来到前面。
Because he had lived with this problem for so many years.
因为他已经在这样的状况当中生活了非常多
的时间。Remember what I said at the beginning of the meeting?
你还记得我在这个聚会开始的时候说的事情吗？
I know what you're thinking.
我知道你是怎么想的。
Well, Mark, you've said a lot of things tonight.
Mark, 今天晚上你已经说了很多事情了。
But at the very beginning of the meeting,
但是在今天晚上聚会最开始的时候,
I said, the lion of the tribe of Judah, he's a cat.
我说我们犹大的狮子他是一只猫。
And he likes sneaking up on people.
他喜欢悄悄地来到你的身旁。
Kevin did not even think about coming forward.
Kevin, 他从来都没有想到来到前面。
But I said, everybody who did not come forward,
但是我说所有没来到前面的人,
stretch your arms to the people in front.
请你伸手为你前面的人。
And when he went to stretch his arm,
当他伸手的时候,
he was shocked because his arm stretched out all the way.
他非常的惊讶, 因为他的手能完全的伸展
出来。 And as he's watching,
然后当他看,
the withered muscles began to get strong.
他亲自的看他萎缩的肌肉开始强壮起来。
And he could bring his arm back all the way and touch his shoulder.
然后他的手能完全抬起来摸到他的肩膀。
His 17-year-old son came out of the young adults meeting.
他17岁的儿子从青年聚会当中出来。
When his son was about 10 years old, 8 years old,
当他儿子大概8岁或者10岁的时候，
he would pull and pull and pull on dad's arm.
他会一直拽他父亲的手。
But he could never get his arm to straighten out.
但是永远都没办法把他父亲的手完全拉直。
And he shows his son, he said, look at this.
所以他就对他儿子说，你看。
They were in shock.
他们完全的被惊讶住了。
They drove to Kevin's brother's house.
他们开车到他儿子哥哥的，到他就大儿子的家中。
Kevin's brother and his wife, they were not Christians.
是他是这位弟兄的哥哥的家中，
然后他的。And he said, look at what Jesus just did.
然后他的这些家人不信主，但是他对他们说，你们看主耶稣对我做了什么样的
事情。The next weekend, Kevin and his brother and his brother's wife came to church. They both got saved.
然后下周他带了他的弟兄和他弟兄的妻子来到教会，然后他们两个人也得信主。
Kevin showed some co-workers at his job what Jesus had done.
然后 Kevin 他也到了他的他工作的地方也看给他同事看。
Some of his co-workers came to church. They got saved.
然后他的有的同事也来到教会也得到也得救。
God calls healings and miracles signs and wonders.
神把神迹奇事呼称就好像一个迹象。
Because it awakens people to the reality of God and the good news of the kingdom.
因为这样子让别人可以知道真的是有一位神和有神的国。
Now, if you minister in remote parts of Africa or India or Brazil, you can sometimes see an entire village get saved from one miracle.
你可以看到有些好像整个城镇都因着一个神迹奇事得到改变。
But it's not that way in Europe or United States, Canada.
但是在欧洲、美国或者加拿大不是这样的。
But God still gives us the power of the Holy Spirit for healings and miracles, signs and wonders.
但是神同样还是持续地给我们各样的医治和神迹奇事。
It might not open up the whole community.
他可能不会打开我们所有的这个社区。
But with Kevin's miracle, 7 people got saved because of that one miracle.
但是就像 Kevin 弟兄他的见证一样，因着他个人的见证，七个人得到得救。
And as a church, as you begin to experience an increase of the grace of God for you,
所以作为教会整体，当你们在教会当中得到神各样神迹奇事的倍增的时候，
you will begin to see divine multiplication in evangelism as well.
你也会看到在福音里面倍增的这样子增长的能力。
Are you still alive?
你们还清醒吗？
You all look like you need a good double espresso.
你们所有人都看起来你们好像需要一个很重的咖啡。
You can't have revival without good coffee.
你要知道，没有好的咖啡的话，没有好的复兴。
For those of you that only drink tea,
你们所有那些只先喝茶的人，
you just need to repent.
你需要认罪悔改。
We need some good Italian and Brazilian baristas.
我们需要很多一些很好的一些地道的意大利和巴西的一些咖啡。
I was going to say the kingdom runs on coffee, but some of you might get upset about that.
我本来想说神的国是在咖啡里面运行的，但是我怕你们有些人会不喜欢。
Okay, can I have the band come to the front?
可以邀请我们的敬拜团队来到我们台上吗
？Let's all stand.
请大家一同站立。
You've been very patient tonight.
今天晚上大家都非常有耐心。
And we're going to pray for several groups of people tonight.
今天晚上我们会为有些人来祷告。
But we're not only going to pray for God to do healings and miracles tonight.
今天晚上我们不光要为神来做医治的大能来祷告。
But we're also going to pray for a fresh anointing upon your life.
而且我们还要为神在我们身上全新的恩膏来祷告。
That God would use you for healings and miracles.
就是神可以使用你们每一个人来做神迹奇事。
About 5 of you are excited.
你们大概可能当时刚才有5个人是不是很开心
？God's spirit is upon you.
你要知道神的灵在你身上。
To set the captives free and heal the broken hearts.
来释放那些被掳的，医治那些伤心的。
I haven't said anything this conference about my books and CDs. I'll just say this very quickly while they're setting up.
在这个特会当中，我没有来过多的讲关于我的书籍和但是我今天晚上快速来讲一下。
We've got a lot of my books back there and some of the CDs.
我们在后面有很多我的书和一些录音带。
We've got breakthrough in times of breakdown.
第一个一本书是突破和在我们毁坏的时间。
It's about learning to look at the economy of God, not the economy of man.
是这本书来讲述让你怎么去看神的国运行的方式，而不是人国运行的方式。
That when everything around you seems bankrupt, God can do miracles in your life.
所以你觉得那些很糟糕的事情，但是在神里面可以做很美好的事情。
Psalm 37 it says the righteous will prosper even during the time of famine.
诗篇34篇说。说所有那些爱神的人都要丰盛的满足。
We've got a 2 CD set on miracles today when the blind see and the lame walk.
然后有两个 CD 是有很多的见证在里面。
We've got the CD set breakthrough in times of breakdown.
然后还有这个 CD 是他那本书的一个 CD.
And we've got a book that talks a lot about worship and prayer in the tabernacle of David.Called Pursuing Open Heavens.
然后这本书名叫来寻求敞开的天就是大卫就好像在讲大卫如何寻求神的国。
It's about what I call God's throne zone protocol.
这本书其实我讲的好像就称它为神宝座的一些条例。
About learning God's ordained ways of approaching Him.
就是来学会神这样的属神的法则如何去靠近他接近他。
And my favorite book that I've written anyway is called Becoming the Friend of God.
这本书是我所写书里面我最喜爱的就是成为神的朋友。
There's several important paradigms.
在这里面有几个比喻。
One is that we are the bride of Christ created for Jesus.
其中一个就是我们被造为成神的新主耶稣的心腹。
A second is the revelation that we are the sons and daughters of God.
第二个启示就是我们是神的儿子。
But another very important paradigm to understand is that Jesus sees us as friends.
但是还有一个很重要的启示，就是主耶稣看我们为朋友。
He said to his disciples, I no longer call you servants or slaves, but I call you friends.
他对他的门徒说，我不看你们为奴隶或者是仆人，而是看你们为朋友。
And this is about developing lifelong friendship with the person of Jesus.
这本书讲述就是来成为主耶稣生命的朋友。
That guy in the white t-shirt there, I want to give you this copy there.
他想要把这本书给这位弟兄。
You look like a guy that'd be fun to be friends with.
你看起来像是一个能够成为一个好朋友的人。
Whoops, sorry. So let's the bookstore will be open for a bit later. But let's are we ready? Let's go into a song here.
之后这个书店还会开一会儿，但是我们现在先来敬拜。
They were back there having a cup of coffee.
他们刚才是不是在那边也藏着在喝咖啡？
Just lift up your hands to the Lord while they're getting ready.
把你的手向神举起。
Just allow the Holy Spirit to begin to fill you right now.
来允许神来自由的运行，圣灵自由的运行。
Father, I thank you for every man and woman here this evening.
天父，我感谢你所有在今天晚上所在的弟兄姐妹。
And Father, I proclaim your word for them.
天父啊，我宣告你的话语在他们身上。
That you have more for them.
就是你为他们所预备的是超乎
more than their eyes have seen,
超乎他们眼睛从未看见的
more than their ears have heard,
就是他们耳朵曾听见的
more than they can understand,
超乎他们能所思所想的
you have prepared for those who love you,
你为你所爱的人所预备的
and I give you glory right now, Lord God,
神啊，我们现在把荣耀来归于你
because you are the one,
因为你是那位
who will do far more,
可以成就
far more
可以成就
far more
超乎
than we can think or ask
我们能够所思所想的
according to your power that works through us
就是通过你在我们里面的大能
God wants to use you
神想要使用你
and to release to you
来释放你
to you and through you
通过你或者是给予你
far more
超乎于
than you can think or ask
你能所思所想所求的
according to his power that flows through you
就是通过他在你里面自由运行的大能
so right now just begin to receive the power of the Holy Spirit
所以现在就来领受
I bless you to be filled right now
我祝福你们来完全的被领受被充满
filled to overflowing
被充满到满溢出来
from the left side of the room to the right side of the room
从屋子的这边到那边
From the front to the back.
从前面到后面
All across the middle.
满满的
Allow the wings, the shadow of the wings of the Almighty to overshadow you.
就是我们神的翅膀的荫下我们被它完全的遮盖
Just allow yourself to be overshadowed right now by the wings of the Almighty.
就是被神完全的遮盖
The wings of the Spirit are just like a canopy over this place right now.
圣灵的翅膀就好像翅膀一样完全地遮盖你们。
Find shelter in the shadow of his wings right now.
你要在他翅膀的阴影下来寻到安慰的地方。
You know, in the book of Acts,
你知道使徒行传
it says that sometimes people were healed.
里面讲说有的时候有些人得到医治。
Just when Peter's shadow fell upon them.Just when Peter's shadow came upon them.
就当彼得的遮盖他们的时候，靠近他们的时候。
Peter's shadow didn't heal anybody.
彼得的阴影没有能够医治任何人。
But Peter had a lifestyle.
但是彼得他有一个生活的方式。
Of hiding in the shadow of the wings of the Almighty.
就是藏在我们主我们神的阴影下遮盖下。
Just allow the Holy Spirit to overshadow you.
你现在要让圣灵自由的运行，完全的遮盖你。
Allow the Holy Spirit to overshadow you.
允许圣灵来完全的遮盖你。
I can see the Spirit of the Lord resting upon many of you.
我现在能看到神的灵就在你们身上很多人身上来安息。
Just take in some deep breaths right now.
你可以来呼入吸入。
Jesus breathed upon the 12 disciples, the 11 disciples.
主耶稣呼气到他的十二个门徒上。
And he said, "Receive the Spirit."
然后他对他们说来领受神的灵
Just take in some deep breaths
你可以来深深的吸入
Just breathe Holy Spirit Lord God Almighty
来吸入神的灵主耶稣的灵
Let your winds come upon this place
神啊求你圣灵的风来吹进在这里
Let your winds come upon this place
求你的风来吹进在这里
Let your winds come upon this place
你的气息吹入到这里
Just breathe in the goodness of the Lord
来吸入神美妙的灵美好的灵美善的灵
Let's just press in upon him now.
来更多的进入。
Lord, I believe you're great. More than my words can say. Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come.Jesus, I come Washing me and in 超过的言语耶稣我来到你面前你是我的信心在我软弱之中耶稣我来到你面前 Oh how I need Oh how I need your grace More than my words can say Jesus I come Jesus I come In every broken My confidence, Jesus, I come, Jesus, I come. I will rise, stand redeemed, heaven open over me, to your name eternally, endless glory.I will rise, stand redeemed, heaven open over me, to your name eternally, endless glory I will bring.圣洁的洪水耶稣我来到你面前每个破碎之处你是我的供应耶稣我来到你面前What amazing love We need your cleansing flood Jesus I come Jesus I come In every broken place You are my confidence Jesus I comeJesus, I come. I will rise, stand redeemed, heaven open over me, to your name eternally, endless reaching heaven, open over me to your name eternally. Endless glory I will bring till mankind worship Jesus. 在救赎大能力 生命宣扬你 无比荣耀的生命 天门开我兴起 站在救赎大能力 用生命宣扬你 无比荣耀的生命 Just as I am, I come. Hallelujah. Oh, what amazing love. Thank you, Jesus. Just as I am, I come.
Especially those of you,
尤其是你们,
that you've got a desire for God to use you to release healings and miracles, signs and wonders.
就是你有一个渴望, 就是想让神来使用你, 来释放他各样的神迹奇事。
God created each one of us differently.
神创造我们每个人都是不同的。
He gives us different motivations, different gifts.
他会给我们不同的恩赐或者不同的动力。
But there's some of you here, you've been praying for God to bring an increase of miracles not just to you, but through you to other people.
但是有些人, 可能祷告, 就是不光是在你生命当中有神迹奇事, 一直而是你想要去释放。
You desire God would use you to release His healing miracle power to other people.
如果你是那些想要神使用你来释放他医治的大能和神迹奇事的大能,
just lift your hands to the Lord.
就请你把你的手向神举起。
And Holy Spirit, I ask in the name of Jesus,
圣灵啊, 我呼求你,
for a fresh impartation of gifting from on high. Paul said to seek after the spiritual gifts.
神说寻求他属天的能力的人。
So we seek you, Father God, and we ask in the name of Jesus.
神啊, 我们现在就要成为那些人。 神啊, 我们呼求你。
Would you anoint men and women now?
求你现在来恩膏弟兄姐妹。
And children.
孩子们。
With the gift of healing and the gift of miracles and the gift of faith and the gift of word of knowledge.
就是来领受神的能力，就是医治的能力，神迹奇事的能力，启示的能力。
And Father, I know there's many men and women here that are already moving healing and miracles.
神啊，我知道在座的有很多弟兄姐妹已经在做了。
Would you bring an increase to them tonight?
请你释放一个倍增的能力，增长的能力。
Lord, your word says that those who have more shall be given.
神啊，您的话语说，所有的要更加的有。
So those that already have the gift of healing and miracles, would you bring an increase of anointing tonight?
所以，所有那些已经有的弟兄姐妹，神啊，你要来给他们倍增的能力。
Would you take them to a different level of faith, Lord God?
你要把他们带入到一个全新的信心的能力当
中。Let your power rest upon them now.
求你的能力歇在他们身上。
Let your power rest upon them.
求你的能力释放在他们身上。
Anoint their hands for laying hands on the sick.
神啊，让他们在按手那些医病得病的。
Anoint their mouths for speaking words of blessing and healing.
神啊，你要来恩膏他们的口，让他们说祝福的话语。
I speak an impartation of the gift of faith to you.
我们来靠着我们的信心来分赐你的能力。
That when God speaks to you, situation by situation.
就是神告诉你来不同的状况当中
Faith comes from hearing and hearing by the word that God speaks to you
就是你的信心能从他的 解释来从来每一件事情上面神都来亲自告
诉你 God speaks to you you would know that you know that you know that a miracle is about to happen
就是每一件事情上面你都知道神告诉你有要神迹奇事
要来了 Lord we don't want to move out of presumption
我们不想在我们的假想里面
来活 We want to move in the leading and power of your spirit
而是想要在你圣灵的引导下来活
So would you anointEvery day, men and women now. You're an extraordinary God. He uses every day, men and women.
神啊，你是美妙奇妙的神，你来使用弟兄姐妹。
So Lord, use us.
神啊，求你来使用
我们。We're all quite ordinary. We're all quite ordinary.
神啊，我们就好像一些普通人。
But you've given us your extraordinary Holy Spirit.
但是你把不普通的能力释放给我们。
Let there be a fresh release here in Vancouver.
神啊，求你在温哥华来释放一个全新的能力。
And in the Asian nations and community.
在这个华人的社区当中，亚洲的社区当中。
But throughout Vancouver and British Columbia.
在温哥华和 BC 省。
Let there be a fresh outbreak of healings and miracles, signs and wonders.
一个全新的神迹奇事的能力的释放。
In the name of your holy servant Jesus.
奉你大能的门徒主耶稣的名
Let your hand move
神啊你的手要动工
In healings and miracles and signs and wonders
就是你各样的神迹奇事医治都要来自然的释放出来
We ask this in Jesus name
奉主耶稣的名
I'm just going to take a moment longer
我再花一点时间
There's some of you you feel the power of the Holy Spirit very strongly upon you right now
我知道有些人你们能够清晰地感觉到神的圣灵在你身上
If that's you, just raise a hand up high
如果这是你的话请你把你的手高高地举起
I want, if you're not raising your hand
如果你不举手的话
Look around you
你可以看你身边的人
And if you see someone with a hand raised up, put a hand on their shoulder right now
如果你看到你旁边的人举手的话你可以按手在他身上
And say, Lord, I bless the anointing you're giving them right now
你说神啊我祝福他你所释放在他身上的恩膏
Say, Lord, I bless the anointing you're giving them right now
说神啊我祝福你所释放在他身上的恩膏
And proclaim multiplication over them
然后在他们身上宣告神倍增的能力
There it is, right now, multiplication of anointing now in the name of Jesus.
倍增的恩膏，倍增，让他们在他们身上的恩膏要倍增。
Fire of God upon some of you now.
神的火现在就在你们身上。
Fire of the Holy Spirit.
神的火。
Fire of the Holy Spirit upon you.
神的火。
Fire of the Holy Spirit upon you.
圣灵的火就释放在他们身上。
Just keep receiving for a few more moments.
来，持续的领受，再持续的领受一。
Just keep receiving for a few more moments.
再花一点时间来领受。
The Lord is very powerfully on some of you right now.
我知道神的灵在有些人身上现在正在大大的运行。
Just keep receiving.
来持续的领受。
Just keep receiving.
持续的领受。
Increase to you.
要倍增。
Increase to you.
要倍增。
Fire of God on you there in the name of Jesus. Fire of God on you right there in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Spirit of God. Fire. Let's take in the fire of God's glory.
来领受神，来吸入神的灵。
生命进门开，我心情站在救赎大能里，用生命宣扬你无比荣耀的神。
Pastor John, I believe the Lord would say to you, the Lord would say to you, Pastor John,
神对你说,
that this year, this summer, this season now,
今年在这个季节, 这个暑假,
there's an open door for you,
神对你有一个打开的门,
an open door for this church,
对这个教会也打开一扇门,
that no one can shut,
就是没有任何人可以关上的门,
it's not, okay, I just want the lady to relax,Just help her to relax.
可以帮助她来,
Just bless her to be filled with the peace of God.
来祝福她, 让神有神的平安在她身上。
I don't want any disturbances right now.
我现在不希望有任何打扰。
So just tell her to relax.
来祝福她, 祝福她, 神的平安祝福她。
If you need to, you can take her out of the room.
如果需要的话, 你可以把她, 带到别的房间。
But John, I just bless you to know in the name of Jesus.
但是周牧师, 我要你知道奉主的名。
This is a season...Of open doors for you.
对你来说，这是一个神打开门的季节。
A season of open door for increased effective favor.
就是神要来打开你，让你他要在你的这方。
An increase for effective favor for greater fruitfulness.
就是神喜悦你，喜悦你们，要是你们得果效。
And the Lord says you're to be a Caleb for the next generation.
神要你说你要成为 Caleb 下一时代的 Caleb.
You're to be a Caleb for the next generation.
要成为下一代时代的 Caleb.
You're to be a warrior as well as a leader.
成为不光是一个领袖，而且是一个。
You and the other leaders to lead them into the promises that God has.
而且是一个战士，就是神为你预备和为加恩教会所预备的。
And I bless you, John, and I bless your wife.
而且我祝福你，祝福你的家人，祝福你的长牧团。
And I bless her to be an increase of highly effective favor upon you for increased fruitfulness.
我要祝福你们教会，就是神喜悦你们教会，神要增长你们教会的果效。
Say, let the favor of the Lord be upon you for Vancouver in this region in the name of Jesus.
就是神喜悦你们教会，神喜悦温哥华，喜悦你们这个地区。
And I bless your hands, John, to be anointed for an increase of the miraculous in the name of Jesus.
祝福你的手要成为神神迹奇事的释放。
I say, let there be a new fire upon you for preaching the gospel.
我说神。 要释放一个全新的火，让你来传讲神的福音。
Let the fire of John Wesley be upon you for preaching the gospel.
就是神要释放一个全新的火在你身上。
And I bless the gift of faith to begin to increase in your life and word of knowledge.
而且要祝福你的信心，祝福你的话语，你的智慧。
And I just say to you, this is in the season for bold new things.
我要告诉你，这是一个全新的季节。
And it's a season for bold preaching.
就是一个全新的
It's a season for bold proclamations.
勇敢的福音，勇敢的能力。
And the Lord says in Proverbs 28, verse 1,
就是箴言书
The righteous shall be as bold as a lion.
就是那些公义的要成为勇敢的狮子。
And I bless the gentleness of the Lamb to be upon you.
我也来祝福你，就是神羔羊的那样子温顺也在你身上。
But the authority of the lion upon you.
但是狮子的权柄也在你身上。
The righteous shall be as bold as a lion.
公义的要如同狮子一样勇敢。
And I bless there to be a season of favor upon you.
我来祝福你，在这个季节中，神喜悦你们，神的
喜悦在你们。Highly effective favor
for greater fruitfulness. 神的恩典在你们这里。
Highly effective favor for greater fruitfulness.
成果效的恩典在你们这里。感谢神。
Thank you, Lord
感谢神，
God.
感谢神。
Thank you, Lord God.
感谢神。
We need to understand that when the Spirit of God is moving,
我们要理解，就是说，当神的工在运行的时候
，not all responses are healthy.
不是所有的回应都是健康的。
Some responses to what the Holy Spirit is doing can actually become a distraction away from what God is doing.
有些在圣灵里面的一些回应，可能是一些搅扰性的。
So we need to exercise.Pastoral discernment when we're ministering the Spirit.
所以当我们服事的时候，我们要学会去分辨。作为牧者，要学会分辨。
Sometimes it's a very fine line between the spirit and the flesh.
很多时候，属灵的和属肉体的有一个很细的界限。
And the spirit of religion loves to come in and take attention off of what the spirit is doing.Is on and bring it onto self, and we need to be careful about.
仇敌很喜欢把你的注意力从神那里吸引开。
Amen.
阿门吗？
So those of you that have bad knees and hips and things,
所有你们那些腰背和膝盖有问题的
if you have bad feet, bad knees, bad hips, come up to this side, right over here.
背部、膝盖和胯有问题的有病的
if you have ongoing stomach conditions, come up right here.
刚才背部、膝盖和胯是在右边，然后如果有长期的
right over here, if you have stomach problems,
胃或者肚子的病的话，可以在中间胃病。
If you have any sort of blood condition,
如果有任何血液的疾病
come up over here.
在左边，在这里。
And if you have any form of cancer,
如果有任何的癌症的细胞
or epilepsy,
或者是
epilepsy,
癫痫吗？癫痫。
Just come up right over here.
来到这里，癌症和癫痫。
Any form of cancer or epilepsy, come right
over here. 任何症状的癌症或者是癫痫，在这里。
So let's just all hold our hands open to the Lord.
我们来把我们的手向神举起。
And remember that healing is a gift.
然后我们要知道医治是一个恩典。
Don't worry about whether you deserve it or not.
不要去想说你配不配得。
We don't deserve anything from God.
我们不配得神给我们的任何事情。
But every good and perfect gift from God.
但是所有从神里面美好的祝福。
It's all because of the Father's love.
都是因为天父的爱。
So just hold your hands out like receiving a gift on Christmas Day.
所以把你的手伸出来，就好像圣诞日你想要领受礼物一样。
If you have problems with your knees, your hips.
如果你的膝盖或者是你的背部或者胯
just hold your hands out to the Lord
就把你的手向神伸出
Holy Spirit I ask in the name of Jesus
然后圣灵啊奉主的名我来寻求你
just begin to move in our midst here
求你在我们这里自由的动工
just begin to move in our midst Lord
求你在我们这里自由的动工
and let your healing power Lord
求啊神啊就是你医治的大能
begin to come upon knees andbroken, torn cartilage.
就在膝盖和所有伤到的那些约半骨或骨质。
I tell kneecaps and tendons, ligaments, be healed in the name of Jesus.
所有的关节、约半骨都要完全的得到医治。
I take authority over these damage to the knees.
所有的膝盖受伤的膝盖都要得到医治。
Ligaments, tendons, be healed in Jesus' name.
所有的筋或者关节。
Don't worry about who lays hands on you.
你不要去想说谁在按手在你身上。
Just allow the shadow of the Lord, the wings of the Lord, to overshadow you.
就来让神的翅膀来遮盖你。
I speak to feet, to arches, and to ligaments, tendons, and I speak healing in Jesus' name.
我来对你的脚和你的这样子的形状，你的骨质，你的肌肉。
There's some people here with no arches. I believe the Lord is releasing healing to your feet.
有些人的脚掌可能没有支撑。
I speak a release of the miracle power of the Holy Spirit.
现在来释放神的大能，医治的大能。
And I tell arches to be built up.
你的脚要有一个完全的支撑。
I take authority over damaged hips and hip sockets.
所有受伤的胯骨。
And I tell hips to be healed now.
胯骨要得到医治。
I tell those hip sockets to be mended in the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名，所有的胯骨要得到医治。
Damaged hips.And hip sockets be rewired in the name of Jesus.
奉主圣名要重新的塑造。
Don't be in a hurry. Just stay where you are and receive from the grace of God.
你不用着急离开，你可以在你的地方来领受，多多的领受。
I speak healing to stomach conditions now.
对所有的胃病来释放神医治的大能。
I take authority over stomach disease.
所有的胃病。
And I speak healing to livers and kidneys.
所有的肠胃病、肝、肾。
I speak to colons,
所有的肠
and to the intestines,
大肠
and I tell the colons and intestines to be healed in Jesus' name.
所有的肠胃病奉主耶稣名得到医治
I take authority over bacterial infections,
所有病毒性的感染要得到医治
and problematic intestines,
有问题的肠胃
I speak healing in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名你要医治
I bless the lining of your stomachs that have been damaged.
来祝福你所有的胃液。
And I bless the peace of God to rebuild your stomach lining now in Jesus' name.
也祝福你奉主耶稣的名来重塑你的肠胃。
I take authority over food allergies.
所有食物性的过敏。
And I bless your chemical system to be renewed now in the name of Jesus.
要奉主耶稣的名，你所有的系统要重新的塑造起来，要健康起来。
I tell thyroids to be healed in Jesus' name.
所有的炎症。
I break off IBS in the name of Jesus.
任何的炎症。
And I bless your stomach to receive all sorts of foods perfectly.
我要祝福你们所有你们所吃的食物都要健康，让你们的肠胃没有任何的问题。
Just stay where you are and just receive the grace of God.
可以在你的原位来领受更多的领受。
I speak to people's blood conditions.
我来释放在所有血液病当中。
And I take authority over diseases.
我要拿起我的权柄，在释放在这些疾病上。
I take authority over weak blood.
我拿起我的权柄，在所有的弱的血液上面。
I break off anemic blood.
所有有血液病的
and I tell your blood to become strong in Jesus' name.
奉主的名，我说你的血要强壮起来。
I speak strength to your blood.
我奉主的名来释放一个全新的血液系统。
I take authority over diabetes.
所有糖尿病。
And I bless your white and red blood cells now.
祝福你们所有的白血细胞和血细胞。
To be correct in Jesus' name.
就是奉主耶稣的名，要完全的正常的运行。
I speak to pancreases. And I bless pancreases to be healed in Jesus' name.
胰脏，所有的胰脏。
I tell the pancreas to be healed.
我奉主的名来宣告，所有胰脏要得到医治。
And to produce the perfect amount of white and red blood cells.
然后你的血要释放足够正确的你的各样的血细胞。
I bless your insulin levels to become balanced in the name of Jesus.
让你所有分泌的都是正常的数据。
I break off the curse of diabetes.
要来破除任何糖尿病的诅咒。
I break off generational curses attacking some of your stomachs.
我来现放要来破除任何遗传性的这样子的咒诅。
Stomach diseases that you
肠胃的。
Your grandparents had, your parents had, and now you have. I break off those curses.
奉主的名要来砍断任何遗传性的肠胃病。
And I speak healing in Jesus' name.
我要奉主的名来释放医治。
Healing to you.
你得到医治。
Healing, the deep healing power of the Holy Spirit filling your entire digestive tract.
在你们的在你们的消化系统里。
Healing.
医治。
The Lord is healing some people right now in their bronchial tubes.
支 气管，在有些我知道神现在在有些人的支气管现在在做医治的工。
There's some of you that suffer from a lot of asthma here.
我知道有些人可能有一些哮喘病。
I speak healing to your bronchial tubes now.
我来奉主的名来释放你的支气管，要得到医治。
And I break the curse of asthma in the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣名要破除砍断任何哮喘病的这样子的咒诅。
I break that generational curse of choking off of your lungs and bronchial tubes in Jesus' name.
要奉主的名破除任何咒诅，就是在你支气管上或者是一些咳嗽。
I speak freedom to your lungs and your bronchial tubes.
要释放你的喉咙、你的支气管。
I break off all curses of witchcraft attacking your bronchial tubes, and I speak freedom in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣名，你要得到完全的自由，要破除任何从仇敌那里来的一个咒诅。
I bless your bronchial tubes to be free.From allergy attacks.
奉主的名来宣告，你要从你的支气管要从任何的过敏那里得到释放。
Freedom to you in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣名得到自由。
Lord, I bless people here with diseases.
主啊，我祝福所有这里有疾病的人。
Blood diseases.
所有的血液疾病。
Any form of cancer.
任何程度的癌症。
Epilepsy.
或者是癫痫症。
We speak a release of divine healing now in the name of Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣的名来释放你医治的话语。
I bless your blood and your chemical systems to be renewed.
来祝福你们所有的血液系统，你各样的系统都要来得到完全的更新。
I bless the brains and the neurological systems where there's epilepsy.
来祝福那些脑细胞和你的神经科。
And I bless the brains to be renewed.How the synapses and dendrons work and fire in Jesus' name.
奉主的名来释放一个全新的神经科，脑部任何的癫痫的症要离开。
I bless the chemical and electrical system of your brain to be renewed in Jesus' name.
奉主的名要来让你的神经科里面全新的更新。
I pull out the hooks of epilepsy in the name of Jesus.
奉主的名要挪去所有的癫痫症。
I break off that spirit of affliction.
要破除这样子的一个捆绑。
And I speak restoration.
来有一个完全的更新回转。
I take authority over cancerous molecules now.
我们拿起我们的权柄来超乎所有的癌症。
And I tell cancerous molecules to be burned away in Jesus' name.
然后我们说奉主之名，所有的癌细胞都要离开，都要来销毁。
I take authority over cancerous tumors.
所有的癌细胞和肿瘤。
And I tell those tumors to begin to be burned away by the power of the Holy Spirit.
奉主耶稣名，所有的肿瘤都要消除。
And on a molecular level, I tell cancer be burned away in Jesus' name.
在细胞上面，所有的癌症、所有的肿瘤都要离开。
Healing now.
现在就要医治。
Just all across the room, front to back, right to left.
在我们的会所当中，自由的运行。
Just allow the peace of God to come upon you.
来让神的平安来完全的释放在你身上。
Because when God's healing power comes upon you,
因为当神医治的能力在你身上的时候，
He takes the turmoil and He replaces it with peace.
他把所有的痛苦都挪去，然后赐给你平安。
He takes the raging oceans within your body.
他让你的身体能够得到平安。
And replaces it with His perfect calm.
就是让你的内身体里面所有不所有在波浪的那些都要让它来平安歇息下来。
I bless your bodies to be filled with the supernatural power of God's peace.
我祝福你，让你的身体里面充满了神超自然的平安。
Thank you, Jesus. Just as I am, I come.Hallelujah, oh what amazing love. Thank you, Jesus, just as I am I come. Hallelujah, oh what amazing love. Cansé, Yesu, Eternal down the 单单到你面前。心起站在救赎的能力，用生命宣扬你无比荣耀的生命。 I will rise and redeemed, heaven open over me to your name eternal.
Say to them,
然后对他们说,
You look like you need a Goliath to go fight. You look like you need a giant to go fight.
你好, 你需要一个巨, 你好, 你看起来你好像需要一个巨人来帮你来征战。
感谢主
Thanks Lord
我们、三天的特会
The 3 days retreat meeting
今天我们到这里结束
Today is over
跟大家有一个美好的相聚的时间
We have a good time of assembly
神在这里
God is here
我相信
say something about the bookstore、
oh, yeah.
mention the bookstore
yeah, yeah.
好那个我们在背后那边有一些书籍
We have bookstores on the back
CD
CDs
有需要的可以到后面去买
So you can buy there It's still open
好感谢主
Thank you Lord